Genesis chapter 36, Esau's family line, verse 1. This is the story of Esau's family. Esau's other name was Edom. Esau married three women who came from the country called Canaan. Their names were Adah, Aholibamah, and Basemath, whose other name was Mahalath. Adah was the daughter of a Hittite man called Elon, and she gave Esau a son named Eliphaz. Aholibamah was the daughter of a man named Anah. Her grandfather's name was Zibeon, who was a Hivite man. Aholibamah gave Esau three sons, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. Basemath's father was Ishmael, Isaac's brother. Basemath had a brother who was named Nebaioth. Basemath gave Esau a son named Reuel. All these children were born while Esau and his wives lived in Canaan. Jacob and Esau had too many animals for that country to feed. So Esau moved away from there and lived in a country called Seir. Seir was a long way from Canaan. Esau took his wives, his children, all his workers, all his animals, and everything else that he got while he lived in Canaan. More story about Esau, Genesis chapter 36, verse 9. This is the story of Esau's sons and their families that lived in the hill country called Seir. Esau was the father of all the people called Edomites. This is the list of Esau's sons. Eliphaz, his mother was Adah. Reuel, his mother was Basemath. Adah and Esau's son Eliphaz had five sons. Their names were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. Eliphaz and his second wife, named Timnah, had a son, and his name was Amalek. So Eliphaz's mother, Adah, was grandmother for all of Eliphaz's six boys. Basemath and Esau's son, Reuel, had four sons. Their names were Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizar. And so Basemath was grandmother for these four boys. Aholibamah, whose father was Anah and whose grandfather was Zibeon, had three sons with Esau. The sons' names were Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. This is the list of the leaders of the tribes that came from Esau. They all lived in Edom. Esau's firstborn son was named Eliphaz. Eliphaz's sons were named Teman, Omar, Zepho, Kenaz, Korah, Gatam, and Amalek. They were leaders of new tribes in the country of Edom. And Esau's wife Adah was their grandmother. This next list of men were the sons of Esau's son named Reuel, and they were leaders of new tribes in Edom. Their names were Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizar. Esau's wife Basemath was their grandmother. This next list of men were Esau and Aholibamah's sons. Their names were Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. They were all leaders of new tribes. And so Esau, whose other name was Edom, was the father of all these men, and each of them were leaders for their own tribes. Esau and his family moved to a country called Seir, but there were other people already living there. Seir was called after a man with that name. He was from the Horite tribe. This is a list of Seir's sons. Their names were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Ezer and Dishan. These men were leaders of their tribes. Lotan had two sons. They were named Hori and Homam. Lotan had a sister named Timnah. Shobal had five sons, and they were named Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. Zibeon had two sons, and they were named Ayar and Anna. Anna was the man who found springs of hot water in the dry country while he was looking after his father's donkeys. Anna had two children. The boy was named Dishon, and the daughter was named Aholibamah. Dishon had four sons, and they were named Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Keran. Ezer had three sons, and they were named Bilhan, Zarvan, and Akan. Dishan had two sons, and they were named Uz and Aran. This is a list of the leaders of the Horite clans that lived in the country called Seir. Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. The clans were called the same name as their leaders. The Kings of Edom, Genesis chapter 36, verse 31. This is a list of the kings of Edom before the Israel people had a king. The king of Edom was named Bela, and his father was named Beor. Bela's town was called Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab was king. Jobab's father was named Zerah, and he came from a place called Bozrah. When Jobab died, Husham was king. He came from a country where the people were called Temanites. When Husham died, Hadad was king, and his town was called Avith. Hadad's father was named Bedad, and Hadad's army beat the Midianite army in the country called Moab. When Hadad died, Samlah was king. He came from a place called Masrekah. When Samlah died, Shaul was king. He came from a place called Rehoboth. It was next to the Euphrates River. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan was king. His father was named Achbor. When Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, died, Hadad was king. His town was called Pau, and his wife's name was Mehetabel. She was the daughter of Matred, who was the daughter of Mezahab. This is the list of the tribes that came from Esau. It is a list of the leaders and where they lived. Timnah, Alvah, Jether, Aholibamah, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These were the tribal leaders in the country called Edom. Later on, Esau was named the father of the Edomite people.